This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden arriving in Vietnam for talks with Vietnam's General Secretary. One of the issues, China's aggression in the South China Sea. Here's Greg Poling with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Vietnam views China on this issue the same way the U.S. does. That is, Vietnam views China as an aggressor, as a coercive, revisionist, rules-breaking power.
Vietnam is elevating relations with the United States to the level of comprehensive strategic partner, Vietnam's highest tier of international partnership. Rescue is the top priority as people in Morocco work against time to free survivors still trapped in the rubble caused by the worst earthquake to hit the country in 60 years. More than 2,000 people have died, thousands more injured. Juliana Garina says donating blood is the least she can do.
We saw on the news that they need donation for blood, and I didn't even think twice. We just run to here because it's one of the main thing that as a citizen is to help each other, especially like on conditions where there's people who are dying or at this moment we speak and they are needing help.
The worst destruction took place in the remote villages of the High Atlas. Pope Francis announcing beatification of a Polish family executed by Nazis in 1944 for harboring Jews trying to escape persecution. He's saying today in Poland, the martyrs Joseph and Victoria Olma and their seven children have been beatified. May this Polish family that represented a ray of light in the darkness of the World War II be our inspiration. This is VOA News. The stage is being set in Mexico for the country to have its first female president. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
The stage is being set for Mexico to have its first female president. Claudia Sheinbaum was confirmed as the ruling party's candidate in next year's vote on Wednesday, and Xochitl Galvez is the main opposition contender. It marks an extraordinary scenario, according to Senator Josefina Vázquez Mota, once a presidential candidate herself.
Va a ser ya un parteaguas.
It will be a turning point. And if there was already a wider path where girls and teenagers besides us will walk without so many difficulties, without so many obstacles to demonstrate that they are capable, that they are intelligent, that they deserve it, this will change the dynamics of the lives of millions of girls and teenagers.
While Senator Vázquez Mota says she believes the vote could represent a watershed in the country, others are quick to point out the changes that have taken place in politics still need to make their way to all walks of life.
Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. The United States and Saudi Arabia have been talks to secure metals in Africa, according to the Wall Street Journal on Sunday, citing people with knowledge of the talks. A state-backed Saudi venture would buy stakes in mining assets in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Guinea, and Namibia, which will permit U.S. companies to have the rights to buy some of that. The U.S. in a race to catch up with China for supplies of cobalt and lithium and other metals used in electric car batteries. Also from the world of cars of the future, U.S. semiconductor company Qualcomm said last week it will supply chips to power in-car infotainment systems to luxury automakers Mercedes and BMW. But the company is also working with automakers to power various functions in vehicles, not just infotainment systems, but advanced driver assistance systems as well. Here's Qualcomm CEO Cristiano Amon at the Munich Auto Show.
We realize that the technology that we have developed for industries such as mobile, which is connect to the cloud 100% of the time, smartphones, most connected device, high-performance compute for battery-powered devices, and artificial intelligence on device, we realize that the car industry is perfect for those technologies because it's undergoing a process of transformation.
Qualcomm said it will supply BMW with chips that will help power voice commands inside the car and chips in the next version of the Mercedes E-Class. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.